Head coach Mike Munchak just finished his day after game press conference. Craig, let's just get straight to the point. What's the status of Jake Locker?
Jake has a hip and a knee injury, and he's under observation. They did an MRI, but they're waiting to do another one that's scheduled for Tuesday. Coach Munchak emphasized that any reporting that's out there right now hasn't come from the team, and the team is taking a cautious approach and wanting to make sure they have all the facts gathered before making any decisions. One thing we do know is that he won't be playing this week, and Ryan Fitzpatrick will be under center for the Titans.
Now let's talk a little bit about Ryan Fitzpatrick, because he's a relatively new face to the Titans, who signed in the offseason, played for Buffalo for a long time. But coach and the players both seem very confident in his abilities.
Absolutely. He's got more than 50 starts in his career, veteran leadership. Has seen a lot of football, been exposed to a lot of things. Coach Munchak brought up the role that Neil O'Donnell played in the 1999 season when he came in for Steve McNair for five games, and the Titans went 4-1 during that critical stretch.
He could come in and pick up where we left off, that we're not having a young, like the opposite way where a young quarterback's coming in who hasn't played. We're the opposite. We have a veteran backing up a young guy. So the thinking normally would be that the veteran would come in, and just like Neil O'Donnell came in 99. Neil came in for Steve McNair, a young quarterback. You know, after our opening game, the first year as a Titans, Steve has a great game, but what, his back's bother him. He misses about 5 weeks, 6 weeks because of back surgery. Neil comes in, I think we went 5-1 or 4-1 with Neil in there, the older quarterback, the more experienced quarterback. And then, you know, Steve came back and picked, you know, we beat the Rams and went to the Super Bowl. So I think there, you could look at those type of things saying similar situation. You have a veteran quarterback taking over for a young guy in a tough spot earlier in the season, but you know, he's here for this reason, to weather the storm, to bring us together and find a way to win this game Sunday.
Now switching over to the defensive side of the ball, there are a lot of guys on defense who have been playing really strong football, but a guy who's really standing out is Alteron Verner.
You're correct about that. Six takeaways in 4 weeks, already four interceptions, two fumble recoveries. Coach likes the way he's added to the defense. He competed during training camp for the starting job and has been able to make plays ever since.
Vern's been doing he's a smart player. He jumps on certain routes. He plays some tendencies. Obviously, he was in great coverage yesterday. The ball is right there. He made some plays. And, you know, on the fumble, obviously, he's in the right place at the right time when Zach knocked the ball out. But he's having a great year. He's off to a great start. Hope it continues. I hope he gets something that it rubs off on everybody else.
Now, the Titans will take on the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday at LP Field. Kickoff is at noon. For TitansOnline.com, he's Craig Peters, and I'm Amy Wells.